It's a well-known Medrash Tanchuma that we've spoken about in other years. I want to say a different, speak about a different angle. Medrash Tanchuma says, Parshas HaChodesh this week, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Reish Chadashim, so Tanchuma says that Lachem is to Yisrael, and the Goyim don't have an inyan of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Tafko Lachem. As they state in Chazal. Other years we spoke about a different akuda. What's the inyan that Dafka Klai Yisrael has? So I want to read you two lines from the Sfas Emes on Parshas HaChodesh. He says a Dover Niflam Amos. I want to explain what he says. And it gives us like a new understanding of what's going on. In Sfas Emes says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, he says like this, the Isa, you all know the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, the Echad Benisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. Echad Benisan, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah of a Malachim, that if a guy was a Melech until Nisan, even a month, even 2 weeks, it's considered a year went by, and we change the dates on the stars, it's called the second year. Ki Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for the years. Who is Chachos Hashanah Pi Derech HaTeva. Tishrei, it means there's a Bechina, what the Sfas Emes is saying is that there's a Bechina of Rosh Hashanah in Nisan. Rosh Hashanah Le Malachim. What's the Pshat? He says, Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, that's the Hischachos of the regular Derech HaTeva. Ubin Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Malachim. And Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim. Like the Gemara says, it's Malchei Yisrael, Yiddish kings. Vahainu, who are they? Bnei Yisrael, Shenikru, Bnei Malachim. Malachim. Klai Yisrael is called Malachim. More on Shabbos. Shehem b'nei choyrim mishibur hasitra achra. They're free from the shibur of the Yetzirah. She'ein om tachas ha-teva, because they're not under the rulership of nature. V'lachein, achas yitzchila ha-gula mitzrayim. And once the gula started, oz nemer lehem ha-chodesh zelachem. Let me explain what the Sfas Emes is saying over here. He's saying, dvorm niflam mamish. Just explain the pshat, what he's saying. Klal Yisrael are called Malachim. The Gemara says on Shabbos that Kufir Aleph, Klal Yisrael are called Malachim, B'nei Malachim. Tamidei Chachamim, the Gemara says in Gittin, Man Malki Rabbonon. Klal Yisrael is called Malachim. Tamidei Chachamim are even a higher darg of Malachim. They're not B'nei Malachim, they're Malachim Mamish. Why is Klal Yisrael called a Melech? It says this Sfas Emes over here. Klal Yisrael are called Bnei Malachim because they're Bnei Choyrin Mishibur HaSitra Achara. She'ein am tachas ha-teva. The pshat of a melech is somebody who rules. Yidin are called Malachim, Yidin are called rulers because they rule over the teva. They're not Mishubur to teva. It's Mefurash Ebenezer. We once said it in Parashas Nosai, in Perek Vav Pasuk Zayin. It says, Ki Nezer Eloikov Al Roshay, a Nazir carries on him a crown. Says the Ibn Ezra, Vida, ki kol b'nei odom avdei taivis oilam. The whole world are avodim of the oilam hazeh. V'hamelech, be'emes, she'esh lo'y nezeh v'ataras malchus b'roishoi. Who's a king? Who's the one who carries a crown? V'hamelech, who carries malchus? Says the Ibn Ezra, kol mishu chofshi min ha-taivis. I mean, saying pshat in the pasuk, a nazir is called, he's carrying a crown, ki nezer, because he's free from Taivis, and Vibalti is free from Taivis, that's the Bechina of Malchus, that's the Bechina of Melo. That's what the Sfas Emes is saying over here. Because he's Chofshi, Einam Tachas HaTeva. So Klal Yisrael are called Melochim. Klal Yisrael are called Melochim. Klal Yisrael are called Melochim because they rule over themselves. They rule over the Teva. They rule over the Yetzirah. And that's why a Nazir is called a Melech. Rabbonon, Tamidei Chachamim, who are Amo Bateira, who are Isik Bateira, they're the Spitz Melochim. They're the Spitz Shaloike Derech HaTeva. They're the Spitz above Teva. That's why Klal Yisrael is called Melochim. Says this Sfas Emes, if it says in the Mishnah that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah LeMelochim, that means that no matter how much time went by, it's a new year. Is the same way that in Tishrei there's a Hischatros and the Bria that everybody gets a new start. Is Shteta that a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Rosh Hashanah LeMelochim,
Avada in the Lamas El Yoinim, what it means is that there's a hischatchus of the Bechina of Meluch in the world. These things aren't stam by accident. By the way, it's based on a Tifazach because this machlekes, one was Nivra Olam, was the Nivra Olam in Tishrei, Nivra Olam in Nisan. Nisan's a big day. There's a tzad that was Benisan Nivra Olam. But Akoponim, if Nisan is a Rosh Chodesh, is a Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim, is the pshat is because there's a hischatchus of Malucha in the world. It's a new year of Malucha. The old year is over. Now we're starting with a new year of Malucha. That's why the year ends. Dafka Malchei Yisrael. Ishtate in them in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, if Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim, ishtate that with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a new Gilui, a new hischatchus of the Midah of Malucha in the Bria. And that's why it's a new year. It's a Rosh Hashanah Malucha. We start again from scratch. Is the chitzainiyus dika halacha dika expression of it is Malchei Yisrael. You have a Yiddish a king. Is the Malucha in the Bria is Mischadish again. We start from scratch another year. Abavibalt, every Yid is called Malachim. Every Yid is called a Melech. Chai Yisrael are called B'nei Malachim, Malchi Rabbonon. That means that every Yid has a Bechina of a Melech. What Ibn Ezra is saying is that he shaylit on the Teva, he shaylit on the Yetzahara. That's Shalei Kedech Teva, it's above Teva. Is stating them that a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a hischatchus in the Bechina of every Yid of Man Malchi Rabbonon. There's a hischatchus of this Dargah of Ibn Ezra of Kol Mishu Chofshi Min HaTayvis, that he has a Nezer HaTeras Malchus Bereshit. But the Sfasem says that it's Shalei Kedech HaTeva. She'enum Tachas HaTeva. So the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, he says the Sfasem is, that's hischatchus Hashanah Al Pi HaTeva. That's the Rosh Hashanah, Lefi the Derech HaTeva. That's for everybody. That's for Goyim. Kol Boy Oilem Boom Lefanecha. But the Ischachus of Nisan is Ischachus Shalei Kederech HaTeva. It's Ischachus of Melech. It's the Ischachus of the Gilui of Malchus in the world that a person could be above the Teva, that a person could be a right. That means Shteita, that for a person to fight his Taivis and a person to fight Oilem Hazeh, it's a Shalei Kederech HaTeva Dikazach. That's not Teva. Teva is that a person is not a Melech. A person is an Eved. A person is an Eved to his Taivis, a person is an Eved to Oilem Hazeh, a person is an Eved to the Yetzahara, a person is an Eved to his Teva. His Teva is what runs his life. And in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a Gilui of Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim, where there's a Gilui of Malchus in the world that a person could rule over his Teva. That's Shalei Kedech HaTeva. That's Shalei Kedech HaTeva. What does it have to do with Nisan? Says the Sfasem is another line. It has to do with Nisan. She'eschila ha-gu'ula b'mitzrayim. That means what the Sfasem is saying like this. Vibalt the yisoid of Malchus in the Bria, the yisoid of Melech, the emes of rulership, the emes of Malchus, like the Ibn Ezra says, is a Malchus over Teva. And to do such a thing, it means the person has to shaloi kederech Teva. You have to rise up above Teva, you have to break the Teva. The time that Gilui comes is in Nisan, because Nisan is his mana Gula. And the Gula of Mitzrayim was shaloi kederech Teva. It broke all the rules of nature. It broke all the limitations of nature. Is when there's a Gilui Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria of Shalei Kederech HaTeva, is there's also a Gilui in the world of Malucha, of Nisan Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim. Because Vibalt Melech means that I'm subjugating the Teva under me in my own private life. Is that ability comes when there's a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu subjugating the Teva in the world. And it's Zeh Le'um HaZeh. As much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gilui of Shalei Kederech HaTeva, we have the ability to rise up and live Shalei Kederech HaTeva, to be Malachim, and vice versa also. As much as a Yid takes the Malucha and lives Shalei Kederech HaTeva and rises up above that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala to him, a gilui of Shalei Kederech HaTeva, it's Zeh Le'um HaZeh. Abrenisan is a Matan of Shalei Kederech HaTeva. That's what the Sfas Emes is saying. That's what Rosh Hashanah is Echad Benisan Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim V'Hainu Bnei Yisrael SheNiku Bnei Melachim SheBnei Chayim Mishibud SheEinam Tachas HaTeva V'Lachein Acha SheEschila Agula MiMitzrayim Oznem Olam Achayim Yisrael Lachem. So when Rosh Chodesh Nisan began the Geula of Klal Yisrael, which is Shalei Kederech HaTeva, and a Rosh Chodesh Nisan begins the Geula of every private Yid, where he goes out from being an Eved to being a Melech. There's nothing in between. That you're not a Melech, you're an Eved. And the Geula Pratis thoughts Shalekederech HaTeva as a result of the Geula HaKolos, as a result of the Gilu Shalekederech HaTeva. That's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That Bechina of Shalekederech HaTeva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up a Yid above Teva, that a Yid has the Yecholos to rise up above Teva, not to be Meshubat Teva, that's only a Yid. That's doesn't know a Yid. A guy doesn't have that. A guy doesn't live in a Marocha above Teva. A Yid has the Koyach of Malachim, Malchei Yisrael. A Yid has the Koyach of breaking Teva and living above Teva, Shalei Kederech Teva. And when there's a Gilu of Shalei Kederech Teva in the entire Bria, that of course Baruch Hu is not limited by Kivayochel, the rules of Olam Hazeh, a Yid can also lift himself up above and not be limited by the rules of Olam Hazeh and rule over the Teva and rule over the Yetzirah. Man Malchi Rabbonon. And that is the Iker Hischatros of Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Zolachem is Hischatros. Chodesh is called the Chiddush. There's a Chiddush. Over here it's called Parshas HaChodesh. That means that Kosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael a Koyach of Hischatros. The Koyach of Hischatros that Kosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael is a Koyach of Melucha. As a Koyach of Melochim. A Koyach of Mamachi Rabbanon. A Koyach of Shaloi Kederach HaTev. A Yid is not limited to rules. A Goy is limited to rules. A Yid is not limited to rules. A Yid is not limited to rules of Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noig with a Shalei Kederech HaTeva. He makes a Kriyas Yamsuf. He makes a Tzias Mitzrayim. And a Yid is not limited by those rules. A Yid's a Melech. A Yid's Melochim, B'nei Melochim. And if somebody's Omo Batayra is a Vada that Melech Batayra breaks the rules and the limitations of Teva. And a person's free. We say in the Haggadah, Yochel Merish Chodesh. That means there was a havamina that the mitzvah tzibus yisrayim should start from Rosh Chodesh mamish. Where says no? The mamish is a pasuk. Abishtaten them that from Rosh Chodesh on already there was a gilu already of yitzias mitzrayim. The gilu already started. Atke dekach that there was a havamina that Chazal had that there should be a mitzvah tzibus yisrayim ready from Rosh Chodesh. Ishtaten them that the gula begins, and if the gula is shalei kederach atava, that means shteita nerev degazach. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. It's brought down in a lot of Sfarim. According to what the Sfasem is saying, if Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is a Yom Adin of Kederach HaTeva, what parnasa you're going to get according to the rules of Teva, how much health you're going to have, or everything that a person wants in Olam Hazeh. Aber Nisan is a Yom Adin for Shalai Kederach HaTeva. Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. They're giving out. What's practice is Hischatzos? The Baruch Hu is giving out. On Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out Teva. That's what Sfasem is saying. Aber on Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'melachim, l'malchei Yisrael, HaChodesh is al-lochem dafke Yidin. On Nisan, they're giving out a different thing already. On Nisan, Megitta, Reista, Yochum, Rosh Chodesh, they're giving out Shalei Keter, they're giving out Kriyas Yamsuf. And the same way a person understands that on Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, he wants, and he davens, that he should get the Gevaldige Shefa that's coming, is there's a Gevaldige Shefa in Nisan. There's a Shefa of Hischatzos, there's a Shefa of Rosh Hashanah l'Melochim, Man Malchi Rabbonon, Sfasemis, the Ibn Ezra says that every Yid is a Melech. Shaking Sfasemis. V'hamelech be'emes, who's a Melech? She'yesh le'nezer v'artara malchus b'roisha kol mishu chofshi min ha'tayves. So a whole year, the battle's very hard. And we're up against a stone wall. And here there's a Yom Adin of Shalei Kederach HaTeva. They're giving out Shalei Kederach HaTeva. They're giving out a maton of Melucha. They're giving out a maton of Malchus. And as much as a person grants, and every year it comes, every Rosh Chodesh, that's Nisan, that's Cheirus. Cheirus is Malchus. Cheirus is Melochim. And as much as a person grabs what to, and it's a Rosh Hashanah. It's a Rosh Hashanah. So there's no Tekiyah Shefa, and there's no long davening, but it's a Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah means it's Chashas. Rosh Hashanah means they're giving out. Is a person can break through in Nisan things that he can't break through a whole year. It's always a shot. It's funny. Nisan always comes up in his mind, if you noticed. Every year. Is the pshat is that because for some reason it always lands in Beinaz Manim, maybe that's not the pshat. I was just thinking. It's Shalei Kederach HaTeva to learn Beinaz Manim. Is the pshat is, okay, if it would be a regular schedule, that's some of the why the Rosh Hashivas made it. Yeah? You hear the pshat? It's a good pshat, no?
It's like a
whole year. It's like a whole year. Yeah. That's why in Yerushalayim they start the Pesach cleaning Hanukkah. You hear that's the shot. But the, because it's Taka Ben Azmanim and it's not a regular schedule, is the treasure house of Rosh Hashanah L'Molochim, the treasure house of Shalai Kedei HaTeva, because Rosh is giving out, by the way, this is Fasemis is brought down in many other form. That Nisan is the Yom Adin for Shalai Kedei HaTeva. It's not just, he's not the only one who says it. It's a Shalai Kedei HaTeva, it's Molochim. It's a word of Molucha above Eilam Hazah. It's because of the Tirdis Hazman, and because of the time of the year, it gets, this Rosh Hashanah gets lost. The other Rosh Hashanah everyone gets ready for. And this Rosh Hashanah nobody takes advantage of. So you know how it works. They give out. What happens when they give out Chalukah here? People don't come. They give out the rest to whoever comes. Is the word is, the Shefa, no? It's only for those who get Bechal. You hear? Is the Pshat is that there's a Shefa of Rosh Hashanah and the Melachim coming up now. And it's lochem, it's dafka for yid, because dafka yid has the yichayla shaloi kederach ha-teva. And there's the shefa of Yeshuas in the Bria, where Kodesh Baruch Hu goes me'al ha-teva, and there's no limitations. Is a person can do, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan on, from Parshas Chodesh, he can do things sha'al ha-teva, he can do things without limitations. Is if a whole zman, you only learn three zdarim, men azmanim, you can learn all the time. Because there's no limitations. That's another pshat men azmanim. During the zman, there's teva. You have to go here, you have to go there. Ben Azmanim used to say, the G'day Leilim used to say, there's no limitations, Bechal. It's like a day and night. That's why there's no schedule. Because the idea is to learn all the time. And to daven, you can daven long, you're not in a rush, you have to get the first Seder, and you have to go to Shir, and you have to go there. You can daven for an hour and a half of Mincha, and you can daven Meir for 2 hours, with a leisure kai, because there's no limitations, Bechal. Everything's like a day. And the opportunity is there. And for those of you who will take the opportunity to grab the Bechina of Malchus, you know, once you're a king, they don't fire you after a month. Once you get the shtel, you put the crown on your head, you know, it's a lifetime job already. You give it over to your kids. But you have to become melech first. Melech goes over by Yerusha. That means the word is it's a kinyan be'etzim in a person. And when a person makes a kinyan of Rosh Hashanah and Malachim, a person makes a kinyan of Malchus, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a shefa shalekah derech teva, a person can be kinyan, a kinyan nafki in himself, not to be limited. Not to be limited, not in davening, not in avodas Hashem, not in learning, and you'll... And you'll see the results. A person who takes what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. Most people don't take. Most people don't know that it's there. But that's the inyan of a Chodesh Yisrael Lochem Reish Chadoshim.